Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Another quick rant of truth on the scales of truth with me, Tyson Harley. Today, I'm going to connect recent headlines in the sports world to the exact last two episodes I just did. So I'm accidentally watching ESPN, which I avoid because the sports world did no caring of water for freedom in the last year and a half. And specifically, ESPN certainly didn't. They did all the sanctimonious, how dare you do anything except what you're supposed to do, carrying the water of the corporate and elite and communist control mechanism, carrying all of it all the time, 100%. But I do accidentally have it on, and I see, or rather I'm watching it, and it's there's all suddenly just massive numbers of NBA players on the safety and health protocol for COVID-19. And I said to myself, well, how can that be? Look, the pattern is, guys, when something is entirely different than what you knew from reality to before, it is not that you're supposed to just go, it's supposed to be that you go, how can that be if it's not consistent with reality? And you've always got to put that. Now, it doesn't mean you have to analyze it. But immediately you should go, I don't know why, but most likely you're full of crap because this doesn't match with reality. So it doesn't. And then I thought of the dot connecting. It connects to my last two episodes. Why suddenly are there six different New Jersey Nets on the safety and health protocol? Why are there 10 different players on another team? You know, rosters are only like, I don't know, 13 to 15 players. Two-thirds of them? Really? After all this time with 94% vaccination rate? Really? Really? Well, here's why, guys. It's the last two episodes. Two episodes ago, I said, okay, seriously, where do they get the numbers that say this African variant is suddenly sweeping? They've got no test for it. And so I was suspicious. It's like you don't have a test. How do you know it's that one? And so I said, what are they doing? Just kind of calling any old match the exact same one? But I didn't know. And then last episode, I said, that's exactly what they're doing, more or less, but with detail. And so I said, very quickly, you can listen to it. But the PCR test, there is not one for the Africa version, nor is there one even for Delta. But there is one for the original. So they say, if it doesn't match the original test, but doesn't match in a specific way, then that is merely consistent with the African version, but only consistent in its lack of correspondence. So they say, okay, we've got three different regions that get checked. The stable versions, which are stable among coronaviruses, and then the unstable, the more variable, that's a quote, more variable. This is from a South African newspaper article. I mentioned it in the last episode. That's the spike protein. Well, it's unstable because that's what, via November 15, a published journal article by a group that was funded by the same funding source, EcoHealth Alliance, that funded Wuhan, said, we have taken a mouse backbone and added a spike protein, making this more transmissible to humans. Literally what it says. And so the spike protein, kind of important. So this testing said, well, if it doesn't match on the more variable spike protein, wonder why it's more variable. Because it hasn't been in nature and didn't survive nature. So it's going to be mutating more and more because it hasn't survived through all those mutations and gotten to a more stable form. So they are saying if it matches the stable form of the coronavirus but does not match the more variable spike protein, well, like the alpha, you know, the very first named variant didn't even match on the spike protein, then we're going to say it is likely the African variant, which is zero science to that because you don't know how many others don't match the spike protein. Probably most of them, because in fact, we know it's most of them because they said, for instance, even the alpha did not match in the spike protein area, whereas the delta did. And they only mentioned delta. So the odds are good that most of the variants and certainly many of the non-name variants don't match the spike protein area. But worse,
Worse, the pre-novel coronavirus variants, the ones that were on the branch of the family tree prior to them adding the spike protein, guess what? Wouldn't match the spike protein area. So it is quite possible that it would match the stable area of the coronaviruses. And the coronaviruses have been around. They're a part of the flu of viruses that we just count among the flu. It's possible that all of those variants would not match the spike protein area, but would match a more stable area. And so if you simply say, okay, well, we're trying to see if we're trying to see if this DNA matches O.J. Simpson. It doesn't. Well, you know what then? It is probably Tyson Harley. But it's worse than that. They say, for purposes of counting, it is Tyson Harley. Well, no, you don't know that. You just know it's not Muhammad. You just know it's not O.J. Simpson. You just know it's not O.J. Simpson. You do not have scientific proof. I mean, you can do a bunch of other implications, but that's not the scientific proof that it's Tyson Harley. You just only know that it's not, that it is not O.J. Simpson. So that's the non-science they're using. And so what can this do? They're using a non-match based on a non-correspondence to define COVID-19. And so when this new non-science rule gets applied to NBA players, it could be that they have any flu variant that is in the coronavirus family, pre-spike protein, just in that family, and they're calling it COVID-19. Okay, so think about this. Matches the stable portions, doesn't match the spike protein. They've already built in the logic that that means COVID-19. It matches the stable part of coronavirus and doesn't match the spike protein. And if it matches the stable part of the coronavirus, but it does match the spike protein, that's COVID-19. If it matches the spike protein, it's COVID-19. If it doesn't match the spike protein, it's COVID-19. Even though the spike protein was the unique part of this family of coronaviruses, they now have included those things that don't match for spike protein among those things that will be counted as COVID-19. Guys, it just keeps, the rabbit hole keeps getting bigger. All right, that's all I have. Please, guys, I mentioned this last time. We've got to stop not just harping. I mean, there's definitely something to communicating stuff that you found out, sharing this podcast, you sharing your podcast, you sharing your post, you writing your post. But we need to target our leaders because our leaders are overwhelmingly wusses. However, I did hear good news that allegedly the Senate said something along the lines that that mandates are against the law, and that's awesome. But see, if they stood up, but they have to hear from you. They have to hear from you because they're not going to hear it from the media. The media is not going to make the distinction and the point I made in a billion man years. They're not going to make that distinction that occurred to me within 5 days of one news event happening and the next one breaking, and within 5 minutes of thinking about the second one where the connection was. They're not going to cover it in 10 billion man years. And so you have to be the amplifier for the true news. You go find that contact form for your representative. And I'm preaching to myself too. You go find that contact form for your senator. You go find that contact form for your newspaper. So at least some of them start to be demoralized, you know, because they realize just how badly they're lying. Some of them, maybe they'll quit media and be one of those turncoats that say, man, I don't know what I was doing in there, but it was insane. And then I saw this email from this person. I said, I'll be. That makes all the sense in the world. And I stopped. And now I'm a crusader, you know, like a Cheryl Atkinson and others. So start thinking, I'm reminding myself, just be filling out those contact forms and say, I want to reply. You don't have to do the reply, but I think they'll put more eyes on it if you do. And start saying what you think and the reality of the situation and how far beyond the pale it is.
Okay, guys, thanks for listening to The Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley. You can catch me here as well as over on Chemology 411 with Kim Schultz.